Country Club FM.
Breaking out the cowbell here today on Bob, bringing the cows in. Little do they know.
In. Everybody's welcome.
Little do they know that we're not bringing them in to feed them or to milk them.
Oh,
we're
boy.
Bringing them in for slaughter.
Oh, boy.
The truck is awaiting. Taking them in town.
I'll save some room in my freezer.
Yeah, I'll give you a side.
Yeah.
Or two. 8:37 here this morning. It is time for the almanac. You know, how important is the almanac? We said that there was a chance that the almanac would not be heard on 105.5, 107.5. Or on the online streaming apps.
Yes.
And as soon as we said that, Comcast went out and fixed us.
Yes.
That's the power of the Bob Almanac.
They knew it was critical.
It is. This date.
Let's do it.
Thursday, March 22nd. It's the 81st day of the year. 284 left to go. Ooh. 1733, Joseph Priestley invented carbonated water, a.k.a. seltzer. Seltzer water.
Really?
And he immediately poured it down his pants. Because as you know, a little song, a little dance, a little seltzer down your pants.
Seems ideal.
1733. The British didn't know what they were getting into. They shouldn't have done this. The Stamp Act was passed. It was the first British tax on American colonists. Taxation without representation.
We got tired of it.
1765. The Young Men's Hebrew Association was organized in New York City.
Really?
So when they sing, they go, Y-M-E-J-A, oi.
Yeah, well,
oy.
Seems fitting.
Oofed. Anyway, that's the only Jewish term that I know. I'm sure there's other ones.
Yes.
In there. 1874, 1894, Stanley Cup, first ever Stanley Cup championship game, the Challenge Cup. This was way before the National Hockey League was even anybody's dream. The Montreal Hockey Club defeated the Ottawa Hockey Club.
I didn't know we had hockey in the 1800s.
Oh, you sure did. It came from bandy, you know. You know what bandy is?
Yes,
bandy
yes.
is on like a sheet of ice like the size of a soccer field.
Right.
And bandy then came down and the hockey came from bandy. 1894.
Did Bandy the Rodeo Clown come from bandy?
He may have.
Okay.
You'd have to ask him. I don't know if he can skate.
All right.
1934, the first ever Masters, although it wasn't known as the Masters officially in 1934, it was the Augusta National Invitation Tournament. It's a tradition like none other.
Didn't Bobby Jones name it the Masters?
Yeah, he was the guy.
Yeah.
He was kind of late in his career. He played in those early Masters, but he was like 10 strokes off the lead. He didn't quite have his game anymore. The guy who had game that first one was Horton Smith. Horton hears a who, and he makes a putt.
He was the longtime chairman then.
Well, of course he was.
Sure.
Horton Smith. 1943, the Dutch work week was extended to 54 hours. They realized it just takes longer to make wooden shoes.
Yeah,
it takes more than 40 hours in a week to make wooden shoes, so they had to up it to 54. This date, 1954, it had been closed since 1939. The London bullion market reopens in London. Now, they don't say whether it's the beef or the chicken bullion market,
but
it was one of those two in 1954. It was 1978, this date.
200 people saw Walenda fall. Many rushed to help, but it was too late. Walenda's body had struck a parked taxi. He was dead on arrival at the hospital.
Oh, my.
In Puerto Rico, he was trying to go between two hotels, and then the wind picked up. And I can remember watching this. It might have been that very news report. My mom and I were watching it, and I go, Mommy, wasn't he one of the flying Walendas? And my mom said, well, son, looks more like a falling Walenda.
Right.
So now you know where my humor comes from.
Yes, there was no flying there.
This date, 1978,
that
he was
tough going
73
there.
Years old. 1985, this date.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's.
Clara Peller, they said bye-bye, and then she got fired. They ended their relationship. Clara Peller then said, where's the severance? After she said, where's the beef? And then they gave her a bunch of patties. You get the beef.
Yeah, you get free Wendy's for life. She was 80-something.
Clara Peller.
Yeah, they kind of... They made out okay on that.
87 in the news.
On March 22nd, Islip Long Island's garbage began its trip down the East Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Turned away from a landfill in North Carolina, it headed for the Gulf Coast states. The governor of Louisiana threatened to send out the National Guard if the barge tied up there.
How about that? They couldn't get rid of their garbage. Yeah. New York garbage, which is the worst garbage of any garbage.
Right.
There's garbage from some towns. Hey, we'd gladly accept it. We want it.
Not New York.
We might reuse it, but not New York, not from Islip, New York. Five states and three countries declined, said no, and refused that garbage. Ended up going on this date. It ended up going back to New York. 1987. In 1989, there's video of this. I wasn't watching it at the time. A goalie for the Buffalo Sabres suffered a near-fatal injury when another player came into the net towards him and kind of got turned upside down and flipped, and his skate hit, I don't know if it was his jugular or what. It was one of, it was that or his aorta, maybe the jugular. Struck it, and he was
gushing blood
on the ice. That was this date, 1989. Watch the video. It's amazing how fast people got onto the ice to save this man's life.
Yes.
How quickly they reacted. It was amazing. It's why, you know, when you're at that high level, NHL and even other levels, they've got medical personnel there that know how to handle these things. Otherwise, he would not have survived.
Did you see the other night when Parisi cut that guy's ear?
No, I missed that.
Yeah, same thing. You know, they kind of got tangled, and he went down, and his leg came over and went right across the side of his helmet and cut his ear open.
Well, think about it. They sharpen these skates with these edges so they can make turns and curves and so forth. It's like having two Ginsu knives strapped to the bottom of your feet, basically.
It's crazy that it doesn't happen more often, really.
And especially when they like win a big game and everybody's piling on each other.
Yeah.
I'm going, why isn't anybody getting cut? But apparently they know how to do it.
Evidently.
So that was in 89.
I remember that. That was bad.
In 1994, we remember Walter Lance today.
Oh, yeah.
It is that intrepid, dedicated symbol of law and order, Inspector Willoughby. That's me, folks.
Do you remember Inspector Willoughby from Walter Lance?
Oh,
Walter
Lance is
the guy who gave us Woody Woodpecker, Willie Chili, or Chili Willie, Andy Panda, Wally Walrus. And don't forget about Inspector Willoughby. He's the one at the beginning. He'd be walking, and then he would jump up, and his feet would move real quick, and then he'd go back down.
Yeah.
So Walter Lance died on this date in 1994. Walter Camp was all for this. The NFL announced the addition of the two-point conversion.
Yep.
It had been in college football and high school football for years and years. The NFL finally bowed to pressure. 1994. Yeah, might as well. It's part of the history of football, the two-point conversion. So that was in 94. Guys, these sound effects.
Both sound like Hanna-Barbera.
So how about this? Walter Lance and William Hanna dying on the same day, 7 years apart. William Hanna died on this date.
Two of the greatest cartoon folks ever.
2001, he was 90.
Wow.
And in 2012.
The Department of Coroner has concluded its investigation into the death of Ms. Whitney Houston. The final cause of death has been established as drowning due to atherosclerotic heart disease and cocaine use.
Yeah, she had a lot of substances in her system, and that did not bode well for Whitney Houston. She had drowned accidentally
in her bathtub,
February 11th, 2012. So it was the long-awaited report from the L.A. coroner. This date, 2012. We move on to birthdays today.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of my favorite evangelists. Pat Robertson is 80 today.
Nice. Okay.
Captain Kirk.
Where to, Captain? Auxiliary control, my Vulcan friend. This ship is off course.
Oh, my goodness. When the Enterprise is off course, there's only one way to get it back on course. Warp 5.
That's what you got to go to.
William Shatner, believe it or not, is 87.
Jeez.
Today, 87 for William Shatner. Still going strong, and he's got that friend show he's got with George Foreman and Henry Winkler and Terry Bradshaw. Have you seen that? It's really quite entertaining.
I bet it is.
So he's 87.
For me, you were the one. But that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone.
He's one half of Chad and Jeremy. Ooh. Jeremy Clyde is 77 today. Their big hit was Summer Song.
Yep.
If you recall that from the 60s. Also a singer.
Oh, that music. in the air, lots of love and everywhere. So give me the night.
Slightly different than Chad and Jeremy, but this is George Benson.
Give me the night.
Give me the night, give me a little R&B.
Very fine guitar player, too.
Give me a little soul. He's 75. Wolf Blitzer, you see him on the CNN.
Yes.
He is 70. Happy birthday.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Who are you? What have you sacrificed? Jesus Christ.
This would be a good kazoo song.
Jesus Christ.
Andrew Lloyd Webber. Jesus Christ Superstar. Avita. Cat. Sunset Boulevard. Just keep listing them.
Phantom of the Opera. He did all the big ones.
Andrew Lloyd Webber is 69. Bob Costas.
Any pitch could be the last. Reardon has it. The Minnesota Twins are in the World Series.
Great call right there by Bob Costas. Layout, Bob. And again, it wasn't over the top. Twins in 87, game five against the Lions.
Over the Tigers. Tigers.
Lions, Tigers, and Bears, Oman.
What an unlikely bunch of champions we're looking at here.
They were unlikely.
They were. Worst to first.
Yeah. Horrible road record, but they win the series in Detroit.
Unbeatable in the Dome.
In 87. I use that line when I'm calling hockey. If it's overtime, I say any shot could be the last.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to credit Bob Costas for that because he didn't copyright it. But
right.
It basically tells the story. It's true. Any shot could be the last. Just like that. Any pitch could be the last. Bob Costas is 66.
If you feel heartbreak, distant thunder like an earthquake.
It's a country singer. He's had more success writing songs than releasing songs. But this was his one top 10.
This is me.
His name is James House.
House, yeah.
Wrote in a week or two, among others.
For Diamond Rio?
Yeah, he is celebrating today's 53.
I never knew you like this before. Now I'm alone.
Stephanie Mills was in some musicals like The Wiz. And then a big hit with this song. Grammy Award winning singer Stephanie Mills is 61. Matthew Modine.
Sir, yes!
Private Joker, why did you join my beloved corps?
Sir, to kill, sir!
So you're a killer?
Sir, yes, sir!
Let me see your war face.
Sir!
You got a war face? Ah! That's a war face! Now let me see your war face!
Ah!
I love that drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
And he was a real one, too. They
brought him in,
and they brought him in as a consultant, and he ended up getting the gig.
Wow.
So Matthew Modine, Full Metal Jacket. Dark Knight Rises, others, 59. You ever watch the Pawn Stars show? You know the
Pawn
Stars.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Guys.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you $200 for it.
That's a drop in a bucket for what you'll get for it, man.
You know, there's a limit to what I can pay for something. $200.
Deal.
I love his laugh. It's almost Muttley-like.
Yeah, it is.
Rick Harrison.
It is. That's
he's kind of the owner, proprietor of the Pawn Stars show. A lot of people go to Las Vegas and they'll go see their store, and they're usually underwhelmed.
Okay.
By it. I don't know if you've known that heard that, but I've heard that, so I didn't go. They say it's not what you expect. It's not what it is on TV. Rick Harrison is 53, comedian.
Fans of the Atlanta Falcons include Usher, Ludacris, and Samuel L. Jackson, while fans of the New England Patriots include people who would lock their car doors if they saw Usher, Ludacris, or Samuel L. Jackson.
Keegan-Michael Key, there he was. He was the host of the NFL Honors Show last year before Super Bowl 51. He is 47 today. Comedian, stand-up. You'll see him in movies and TV shows.
I walked into a honky-tonky just the other day. I dropped in the girl in a jukebox just to hear it play. I didn't have...
She won an Oscar for this role, and boy, she played it well, and she's singing. She did all the singing.
She's a very talented lady.
Same thing with Joaquin Phoenix. They did well. We're talking about Reese Witherspoon. The Legally Blonde movies were also entertaining. She's 42, and here's a guy, J.J. Watt, not just a great football player, but man of the year this year because of the work that he did with the hurricane in Houston.
Yeah, he's one of the good guys.
And all the money that he raised and the effort that he put forth. J.J. Watt, 29 today.
All right, gone but not forgotten. Got a pretty good list today. One of the Marx Brothers, he was the second oldest. The piano playing, what was he saying?
That's a spicy meatball.
Yeah, he would do something close to that. But he was great. Chico Marx, he was my favorite of the Marx Brothers. 1887 for that legendary comedian and actor. Author Louis L'Amour, if you like your westerns, you like your Louis L'Amour. Several of them turned into movies, and they usually had Tom Selleck in them. Louis L'Amour, 1908. He had a fine schnoz, and he was in some TV shows, some movies. He's Carl Malden.
His kids, exactly what the Russians think about them. So that's one surprise we can give them. Show them some kids with character.
There he is Herb Brooks in the Miracle on Ice TV movie.
We think he was portrayed better in Miracle.
Right, Kurt Russell was probably better.
But he was in Streetcar Named. I loved him in Streets of San Francisco with Michael Douglas. He was good in that. 1912,
and of course, American Express, don't leave home without it.
He did well. Emmy Award.
Good in a trench coat. Right. Nobody looked better in a trench coat.
And nobody looked better with a glass eyepiece than Werner Kempler as Colonel Klink.
Colonel Klink, you're an evil man.
Yes, I am. And it makes me feel good all over.
He won Emmy. Werner Klempler. Was Colonel Klink.
Can you do a Colonel Klink impersonation of him saying Hogan?
Hogan. He was born on this day, 1920. He was fun. This is Marcel Marceau. I don't know how to
not good for radio.
He's not great for radio. No. But he was an Emmy Award-winning mime, 1923. This is TV theme time. Gosh, I'd get home from school and run to my TV for the 3 o'clock start of the Wild, Wild West. With Ross Martin as Artemis Gordon.
You didn't do your homework?
Homework? Homework, schmomework. We didn't do homework. I love that show. Wild Wild West. Artemis Gordon played opposite Robert Conrad.
Master of disguise.
He was. He would do lots of different things. Very, very talented. Ross Martin, born on this day, also 1920. Let's see. Anybody else? That was really... Did you have anybody else that I missed? I think not.
From New York, where special effects have just about replaced normal human behavior, it's Late Night with David Letterman. Tonight, Steve Martin, actress Brooke Shields, and Stupid Patrick. Also,
that's a big
another
night.
Installment of Dave's Grab Bag. And now, a man who knows only too well that science can be used for both good and evil, David.
Those intros were great.
Those were
very
awesome.
Very creative.
He was good. You appreciate that. I know that.
True.
That's announcer Bill Wendell was his name, and he was born on this day, 1924. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
And that is the Almanac, Thursday, March 22nd, here on Total Country Bob FM. I hope you enjoyed it. It will be posted at mybobcountry.com at a later hour today.
Turn left at the old hotel.